to the end. Even the wicked man.
Seeing white policemen surrounding you, I When I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in L.A. ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman. I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that, and then you ask me whether I approve of violence. And that just doesn't make any sense at all. Whether I approve of violence, I've been some very, very good friends of mine were killed by bombs that were planted by nature. I remember from the time I was very small, I remember the sound of bombs exploding across the street, our house shaking. I remember my father having to have guns at his disposal at all times because of the fact that at any moment someone we might expect to be attacked, the man who was at that time in complete control of the city government, his name was Bull Connor, would often get on the radio and make statements like, nigga that moved into a white neighborhood, we better expect some bloodshed. And sure enough, there would be bloodshed. After the four young girls who lived next door to me. I was very good friends with the sister of all of them. My sister was very good friends with all three of them. My mother taught one of them in a class. My mother, in fact, when the bombing occurred, one of the mothers of one of the young girls called my mother and said, can you take me down to the church to pick up Carol? We heard about the bombing and I don't have my car. And they went down, and what did they find? They found limbs and heads thrown all over the place. And then after that, in my neighborhood, all the men organized themselves into an armed patrol. They had to take their guns and patrol our community every night because they did not want that to happen again. I mean, that's why when someone asked me about violence, I just find it incredible. Because what it means is that the person who's asking that question has absolutely no idea what black people have gone through, what black people have experienced since the time the first black person was kidnapped in the 12th century.